For KUAF News, I'm Daniel Carruth. The number of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 in Arkansas is rising again. On Arkansas PBS this week, Dr. Casey Holder of St. Bernard's Medical Center in Jonesboro said the Omicron variant is resistant to some treatments that were effective against previous variants of the virus that caused COVID-19.
The monoclonal antibody treatments that we've been using now for months and have been very helpful in preventing individuals from progressing to severe illness or having to be hospitalized. You know, those two that we've been using don't work against Omicron, and they're not even being distributed anymore.
Dr. Holder said a third monoclonal antibody treatment has been effective against the Omicron variant, but is in short supply. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, a third dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, given 5 months after the second dose, may help provide better protection against the rapidly spreading Omicron variant. Arkansas passed 1,000 hospitalizations for COVID-19 yesterday, hitting its highest number since late last summer, according to the Arkansas Department of Health. And new positive cases of COVID-19 were up in the state by 4,308, the sixth consecutive day of record increases. 9 more virus-related deaths were reported on Sunday. And beginning today, the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, could begin issuing citations against companies with more than 100 employees that do not mandate COVID-19 vaccines for their workers. During an interview on CNN's State of the Union yesterday, Governor Asa Hutchinson said Arkansas businesses should wait for a Supreme Court ruling on the case before complying.
This mandate of OSHA, of the federal government, needs to be struck down, and that's why we're fighting against it, and I expect the Supreme Court hopefully to rule against the Biden administration on that vaccine mandate.
Last week, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments on the lawsuit filed by Arkansas and other states to stop the federal mandate. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 52% of Arkansans are fully vaccinated for COVID-19. You're listening to KUAF Public Radio.